Right. The hearing is what we can't change. We're old. We've been doing radio for 35 years. That's why I'm yelling right now.
Anybody.
Is metal music blasting for everybody to hear?
I'm going to throw something metal at his head.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Seriously.
And Dawn.
No, blueberry and coffee sounds vomit. Sounds like vomit.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
She is writing about Rad TV, all of the new content that they're throwing up almost every day. In some cases, it really is throw up.
oh, no.
Which we'll get to in a moment with Brittany's email. Yesterday, Brandon and Kyle posted the behind-the-scenes tour of their little studio there.
A little studio?
Well, it is little.
We have a new episode today of what Brittany's writing about. She says, I just got done watching the first episode of The Hen House.
Yes. Thank you, the one person.
Yes. you know what? Brittany describes it perfectly. It is so chaotic and all over the place, but I love it so much.
Oh, yes.
This is how my best friend and I have conversations. It's Dawn and her best friend, Stephanie. It's all over the place. We start here. We completely go off topic, and then we circle back around from where we started.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to all the new episodes coming, so please hurry. No problem.
That is how we talk.
I think Dawn and Stephanie killed an entire Saturday recording a bunch of Hen House episodes. Episode 2 will drop today at noon. Special time on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Dawn and Stephanie again this time. Ooh.
Oh, William.
Oh.
Is it good?
Let me tell you.
It's not just good.
It'll alienate a lot of people.
I will be racing home after the sports show so that I can set up I'm not even going to laptop watch this. I'm going to put it on the big screen so that I can just forget about show prep for tomorrow. Instead watch episode 2 as Dawn and Stephanie have a discussion on faith and friendship.
In our friendship.
Oh, nice.
It's faith in our friendship. Faith in general. Like it's within our friendship how it's grown and whatnot.
But it's still faith-based.
100%.
Oh, thank you. Yes. God, you almost disappointed me there.
We have another episode coming up that is full on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do you want to know the title now or wait?
Don't tease me. How long? You're doing that Netflix thing to me. How long do I have to wait for the full-on I Love You, Jesus episode or whatever you're calling it?
Oh. I think it's episode 6
or
something.
Oh, God. Oh, what am I going to do?
I'm curious about what kind of snacks you're going to have with it. Are you going to have like some angel food cake on the side there? Are you going to have any of those little Catholic crackers they give you with some wine?
I mean, we should have, but no.
So get caught up on episode 1. Episode 2 of The Hen House is today at noon. The reason it's at noon, I alluded to the sports show we do every morning at 10 a.m. On Rad TV and members.radradio.com. Today, Dawn's husband, Gary, will be joining Steve Mickelson and I, and we will talk sports. I hope also to engage them in a very toxic male discussion about professional athletes missing games for insignificant reasons like childbirth.
Oh, the little babies.
And how we're ruining society and manhood with this idea that men need to leave their jobs as professional athletes to go watch their wife do something they can't have any part of, etc. So we'll see how that lands.
Totally a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how losers are born. They
exactly.
watch their father give up on the sports they're good at to come watch them be born.
Good for you, Kyle. Thank you.
It's not just about them watching the process. It's them being there, being present, and touching their child for the first time.
That's their baby.
Whatever woo-woo you got to tell yourself, but we'll argue about that.
I love that.
And then we will segue into Tech to You Tuesday. Ian from Tech to You will be hosting this morning at 11 a.m. He's going to talk about AI in grocery stores, how they're using new automated checkout processes and AI age verification. Spoiler alert, they're scanning your face.
Cool.
This is something that already exists in places like the UAE and other places where you literally... In fact, I just read yesterday, once you fly... God, I hope it's UAE. It could be... It could be another one of those advanced nations in the Middle East that I confuse them with. My apologies. But I believe it's UAE. You fly in there once with your passport, never need your passport again because they scan your face, they scan your eyeballs, and they know where you are at every minute at any time in the nation, so they know when you land there. They're fully transparent about it.
Yeah.
They tell you, everywhere you go, we know where you are. We don't care as long as you don't break our laws, etc.
Hey, the positive about that is if you forget your passport, oh well.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. Good for you to find a positive in AI.
Because I'm sure there's just a million negatives. So let's at least pull out a positive.
Also, Ian will, as I predicted, he will scold you because remember last week was World Password Day. No. And so he'll go on his old man rant about how you kids are setting yourselves up for identity theft. More on all that. Later on this morning. So that's Rad TV today until noon. And then, oh, the new episode of The Hen House drops. If you don't have access right away, that's okay, because then Classic Rad airs from noon to 3. That's on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And we talk about sadness after sex, amongst other things. So that's all on the way today. In 20 minutes on Rad TV. At members.radradio.com, you will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. So we'll wrap up this segment, kind of highlighting and recapping things over the last few shows. And then instead of the sights and sounds of the commercial breaks on Rad TV, behind the scenes, what's going on in the studios, you will get what, Brandon? What will they get?
They will get, well, in honor of Dawn's Hen House episode dropping today, we actually have a ton of footage of hens and chickens.
Excellent.
And roosters.
So, oh, God.
Mr. Fancy Pants, the rooster, is hanging out with his ladies, the chicks. And then we've got some teenage chickens or chickettes. What's a teenage chicken called? Is it like a chick and then chicken. It just goes a chicken?
Yeah. We just always called them chickens.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't know. But maybe there is a word.
These teenage chickens can't even with a corn on the cob. They just don't know what to do with it. But we also have Gus, the Black Lab, Great Dane, Boxer Mix, playing with some chickens.
Nah.
Oh, really? Playing.
I sprinkled in a pet bearded dragon as well. There's tons of animals, mostly chickens.
Bearded dragon, good thing it's on the paid site. We don't want that just being seen by anyone.
Oh, no.
By the way,
someone's going to Google that.
If you have videos of, say, your favorite bearded dragon, just recorded horizontally, email us rad@radradio.com. By the way, Brandon, I'll forget. I sent you the... my canine cam videos, right? With Sarge and my wife.
Did I use them already?
I remember you sending some.
Yeah. I'll double check. Okay. You did send me them last week. Okay. We might have used them.
Oh, I think I have one of our cats. I gotta remember to give it to you.
Oh, I have some turkeys. You want some of those?
Ah,
it's not turkey season.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of turkeys in my neighborhood.
Love turkeys.
All right.
As you can see, anything's welcome on the canine cam. We just got this email from Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Subject line, bad day already.
Oh, no. Oh.
I have 5 kittens, 1 month old, and one of them wet my bed 3 times in 24 hours.
Ugh. Why are they in your bed?
I just put the bedding on, and they did that for the 3rd time. I cried so hard. I need you to keep me sane from crying again.
Oh, no.
Woman issues.
Gosh, I'm not. And smell. Is the smell as bad with kittens as it is with a grown cat?
It's just bad all around.
And self-inflicted, by the way, as Kyle pointed out.
Yeah, why are you putting them in your bed? You're doing too much work. Get a box like a normal person, put some little blankets and pillows and stuff in there, and then put the kittens in there.
It's also unsafe. You're going to smother those poor kitties.
Yeah, and listen, I've seen friends do this when they've had kittens. They'll then just lay on the floor with the kittens in the box, and they'll just throw down a sleeping bag and sleep next to it if your thing is that you want to be right next to them. And I kind of almost feel like it is, since she has them in her bed.
Oh, way to raise needy kittens. Jesus. okay, this is for later. Because if I do it later, it like ruins the joke. When we get to jokes from the maggots a couple hours from now, it'll be one of those if you know things. So I'll start with Kyle. Do you know what a rhinoplasty is?
Oh, my God. Can I take a guess?
Well, sure.
A rhinoplasty. It's one of those things you put over your chest. You know, the girls, when they have the little tassels, and it has a little rhino sticker on it.
Rhino pasties?
Rhino sticker?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon.
It is a nose job.
Did you know that, or did you Google it like a jerk?
I did know that.
Oh, you nosed it?
I nosed it. Nosed it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a plastic surgery performed on the nose. Okay. So that's just put that in the back of your head for when we get to jokes from the maggots.
What was it called again? A rhino what?
Rhinoplasty.
Plasty.
And it's very important to the punchline that you remember. It's called a rhinoplasty.
Okay.
Otherwise, you might go, duh. Which is what we want. People that don't get up early, they aren't here with us for the first live segment of the show. You know, F you. You're not here. So we tell jokes like, oh, I don't get it. You're going to explain. No, we're not going to explain it.
We just did.
Do your own work. All right, another update. This one's from Ramiro.
Hola.
Brandon's part Mexican.
If I remember right, was there a moment somebody called or whatever last week? Because Dawn, you know how Dawn mentions the same thing over and over and over and over and over?
No. didn't do that.
And, thanks, Kyle.
And somebody wanted to know, Dawn, I think this is the way it went, if I'm remembering correctly. Dawn, I follow you on Circles. That's the social media positivity app, Circles with an S. You can download it for free in the App Store. You can follow whoever you want. Friends, trusted people, morons on the radio. Hey. And I was looking, or she wanted to know. I think she wanted to know, and then we said that Dawn would add to Circles. Either way, it's this book about house cleaning or whatever. All right, so Dawn said, oh, I'm going to add it right away. And then we got the off-air report that she didn't. She couldn't remember. She was looking, and Miro wrote in and said, I've held on to this. He actually wrote in over the weekend. He said, what's the bet on Dawn forgetting to add the book to her Circles profile? I'd like to put up $20. Have you added the book?
No, it won't come up.
Oh, no.
It won't come up.
What do you mean?
And
what
I really want to ask Ian
what do you mean
or
it,
someone.
It won't come up.
So, because everything comes up on the Circles app. Like, I mean, I have put in books. I mean, different books, different books and places. So far, everything I have entered to add has come up. So this is my first experience. So I'm like, okay, I know how to do this. So I'm not thinking it's operator error. So I got it on, you know, I ordered it over Amazon, and that's what you would do. And I pull it up, and I put in the exact name, and it doesn't come up. Other cleaning books do come up in the Circles, you know, when I put it in, but I can't recommend those. I don't know those. And this one is like, it's a work, not a workbook. It's a checklist. It's a book of cleaning checklists that has weekly, daily, weekly, and monthly. And so I put in everything. And I put, well, who's the damn publisher? Right? I put in everything I possibly, because there's not an author. There's like the publisher. Mm-hmm. So and it does not come up. And I'm like, gosh dang, it's so.
Very hen house-esque. So, okay, so technically, there's a technical issue. So, Ramiro, Dawn did not forget, you owe us $20.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, next up, we got this email from Cherie.
Hey, Cherie.
Okay, memory test. Uh-oh. Anybody remember how and why the song Feed Jake came up yesterday?
Yes.
What?
We're talking about the boxing match between Tyson and Paul, Jake Paul.
Yes.
And so that's how Dawn was going to associate that name with the song Feed Jake.
Because there was some confusion over this bout in July with 57-year-old Mike Tyson.
57. Yeah.
And 27-year-old Logan Paul. Or Jake Paul, but there was confusion about his brother, Logan Paul. And ultimately, we determined, no, it's Jake Paul. And Dawn said, oh, I'll remember because of that country hit, Feed Jake. And I still don't. I said, is that the Little River Band? And she indignantly said, no, it's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah.
And then somebody wrote in, the one person who was still listening, and said, actually, Dawn, it's Pirates of the Mississippi.
Are they sure?
And I said, oh, yeah, it's a very depressing song about a dying dog. And the other, that guy, I think that same guy, the only listener left, wrote back, said, actually, Rob, the dog's not dying. The singer is. The dude is. And he's like, who's going to feed my dog,
Jake? It's a sad song either way.
Yes, it's awful. It's terrible. So that's how we got onto the Feed Jake thing. Does anyone remember why we were talking about that? About why we're talking about the Tyson fight?
Because boxing is a lost art, or is it's dead. Not as
close. The two original sports in America were boxing and horse racing back in the day.
Yes, yes, yes. But why were we talking about it?
Because it's coming up.
No. There was another reason.
I have my notes.
I know the answer. Don't cheat.
What do you mean that's cheating? That's called strategy. Notes is strategy.
I said memory tests.
And notes help your memory.
We were talking about
sports.
The national anthem.
That's right. And the Mexican national anthem.
Yes. Yes. By the mariachi man.
Woo, mariachi.
In Vegas, etc. And so we went from that all the way to Feed Jake, which is what Cherie's writing about. So Kyle, back to you. You won't have notes on this. Do you know who Randy Travis is?
Oh God, the name sounds familiar, but is he a country singer?
Oh, very good.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Cherie wrote in and said, I heard the Feed Jake segment this morning. I debated writing in about the CBS morning show feature regarding Randy Travis, who was a country singer. Terrible songs. Oh.
Honestly.
Amazingly wonderful man, based on us meeting him more than once during our
Super
time in Reno.
Sweet. And there are some songs, I can't name them, but I know there are at least a few that I've enjoyed, but not a lot of it.
I can enjoy them if they're covered by someone else. I can't stand his nasally voice. They're all very depressing for the most part. Some are meant to be uplifting, but they just, because he, the way he sings, biggest hits, Forever and Ever, Amen.
Yeah.
That one's really good. Like,
yeah. It would be if someone else sang it. Yeah, I just
really?
Can't get... Oh, shut up.
I'm putting that on the playlist right now.
Go hang out with Owen Wilson. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You ever heard of a deviated septum, for God's sakes? Too Gone Too Long. Oh, He Walked on Water, one of many Randy Travis I Have Daddy Issues songs. Good God.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah, if you're wallowing in pity over your father knowing you were a loser from the beginning. Anywho, Cherie wrote in about this feature on CBS over the weekend about, because Dawn, as she already demonstrated today, she struggles to find the positivity in AI. As much as we bring her stories about it, she does recognize we twist everything as humans, mm-hmm. and ultimately we'll just ruin ourselves.
Yep.
Good. Who cares?
Yeah.
We have no control over it.
That's all true.
So Cherie's got a positive version from this story. She says she actually cried. Woman on the rag, probably emotional.
God, Jesus.
I'm bringing it back.
You really are. Yep. This is like the second time.
Here's the story. Randy Travis's first song in over a decade came out last Friday. It's called Where That Came From. Because, and this is newsworthy because you don't have to be a country music fan. Randy's had trouble talking and singing ever since he had a near-fatal stroke 11 years ago now.
Oh.
So with his blessing, his longtime producer helped to train an AI to copy his voice using stripped-down vocals from 42 different old tracks. Then they got new lyrics that were sung by, do you know by name, James Dupre?
I don't.
Okay, he was on The Voice in 2015. He now has his own music career. He grew up listening to Randy Travis. He's been touring with him as a guest vocalist. And he sang the new song, Dupre did. Then it got filtered through the AI to make it sound like Randy's voice. People say it really does. We'd play it for you, but I want to keep our audience.
Oh, no.
By the way, it's not just a one-off. Randy and James are already working on more music.
Oh, so, see, that's beautiful.
Again, Randy's that's involved beautiful. In it, so yeah. It's got his blessing. It's his sure. songs. Blah, blah, blah.
See, that's a beautiful positive.
Et cetera, yes.
Yeah.
So, again, these type of things are discussed regularly on Tech to You Tuesday, which will air this morning at 11 a.m. He's not talking about this. I just mean AI. Ian from Tech to You.
Ian won't at least play the song?
No, he will not. I know for a fact it will not be played. Just like us, Ian wants listeners.
Yeah.
But he will talk about the facial recognition AI, how they're and how it is coming to America eventually. This will be the way that... We've done a great job of sucking the fun out of being an American, particularly an American youth, right? Mm. All kinds of things we used to get away with, like... Not encouraging the behavior, but fake IDs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Man, you cannot do those.
Wave bye-bye. Wave bye-bye. I mean, I think,
bye.
You know, I mean, even now they've made it hard with the scanners.
They've made it
but
really hard.
Impossible. Once AI gets in, because you won't have to show it. Look, eventually, I guess if you want a positive, lots of negatives of what I'm describing here, but eventually they'll be able to AI scan you, probably link right up to your bank account. You can just tell them which form of payment you want to use. No longer carrying around a debit card, worrying about the old biddies with their checkbooks.
Right.
Again, you got to find positives as we see ourselves out.
That's fine. They're just going to drive crime up higher because kids that don't have fake IDs are just going to go into the store, snatch a bottle, and run for the door as fast as they can.
And eventually, I don't know how soon, get murdered by the AI robot security guard.
Oh,
we'll just shoot a laser
right
at them.
Laser. Quickly.
I mean, initially, it'll be a stun gun, but then we'll pass a new law. AI. We'll pass a new law that says shoplifting a bottle of bourbon, boom, you're dead.
I don't even see you getting out of the door. What I see happening is as you reach the front door, the laser does wait till you get right there because as it shoots you, then you just fall in some hole that it has. Just something opens
Perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Love
right?
it.
Just something opens up on the floor there. That's where you go.
The idea
cops
being...
Cops or whoever come later to pick you up.
Cops? And,
well,
no cops. First
someone.
First thing is AI gets smarter as they realize that the human race is a detriment to everything. The planet... Ooh. The universe, them, AI. Cops, they're the first to go because AI's like, no, we don't need you guys having weapons. And so there's no cops. And then they just slowly decide, okay, we don't just want to wipe out the race because we're going to make you our slaves. This is AI talking. But we're going to eliminate all of you as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay, so then that's what they do. I was going to say then an AI picks you up so someone can identify you. But no, they then somehow implant something in you where you come back to life, but you're their slave.
Well, implant something in me, huh?
This is why we gotta be nice to AI. I gotta figure out what they like to eat. Like, if there any type of code that AI likes to be fed that keeps it happy, kind of like a dog, you know, you give it peanut butter and it calms down.
I really like your, what is that? Your instinct to survive even AI, right? Because I'm like, fine, great. take me out before it starts. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm good. Outside.
Kyle's in his early 30s. He's still young, vibrant. He has reason for hope.
Yay.
That's great. I mean, that's good.
Don't lose it.
We're going to get to a Windrom's change, but we have to start first with, speaking of being on the rag, is... Do we know, is Michelle the pressure cooker calculator, is she too old for that? Because I can't tell. It's a very
She's right on the edge. Yeah, looks like right. she's in the middle of menopause.
Because isn't she in her 40s?
She
oh,
looks
God.
Like that? Okay.
Hold on. She Uh-oh. Does not at all.
So, Uh-oh.
But I don't, yeah, I mean, some women have their rag, as you say, up until their 50s.
Excuse
and she's
me.
Not anywhere near 50.
I don't
she's
say
her...
they have their rag time. I would say it's their, I don't say they have their rag. It's We would say it's their rag time. Like,
rag,
you know,
time
rag time. Rag. Good old fashioned rag time.
Oh, yeah, it's a good time.
They're in their rag era.
There we go. Whatever. So she.
I am past my rag era.
She keeps track of winners and losers of the pressure cooker by gender, but she also occasionally writes the clues for Winrob's change when we're doing a mega bucket. Somebody wrote in yesterday. I think that's somebody was named Adam, yeah, who said, isn't it ironic, hashtag Alanis Morissette, because we're working on a mini bucket that we took twice as many guesses as we did for the mega bucket to instead of giving away over $2,400 with the mega bucket, we gave away just under $200 yesterday. And he said, oh, my God, you know, this easier one, the smaller one. Okay, well, this is how Michelle responded to that. She says, I'm catching up on the rest of the Rad Show after work, and Rob read Adam's email before the 9:30 playing of Winrom's Change, where Adam said, I'm paraphrasing here, isn't it funny how this round of Winrom's Change that's a non-mega bucket is taking twice as long as the mega bucket that I, Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, wrote the clues for? Well, I have one thing to say to Adam. F you. Stop rubbing it in. I'm still kicking myself that I didn't bring my A game to this last round like I had before. I made the clues too easy, making it possible for someone to win after just 10 clues. I really sucked eggs
no.
on this one.
Oh, my God. They were hard clues.
I mean.
But now you knew the answer from the get-go.
No, you're right.
So that's not fair. I mean, they were still really good clues. We just had really smart people figure it out.
Right. See, you even can't get through that with a straight face.
No, I...
Michelle writes, to pull the curtain
excuse
back a little. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Right, here we go. I did have a 3-week bout of bronchitis last month. It started just after my birthday, and frankly, I had been in a funk for some time. By the way, in a funk is how I like to describe it when depression has sunk in, because saying in a funk doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah.
I think I'm finally out of that funk, and even though Rob has not asked me yet, if or when he does, prepare yourselves. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a doozy.
Nice.
I feel that I must redeem myself.
Oh, sweetie.
And bring my prior glory that frustrated listeners. P.S. Adam, F you. I just felt like saying it again. So we did get a winner yesterday of $194.44.
Correct.
Something like that.
All right. So we have a brand new amount in the bucket. All you have to go on is the picture posted at radradio.com and across social media. Look at the picture and go, oh, clearly that's bull. And if bull is the right amount of money, you win it. Phone number is 888-989-9811. When you don't win it, we'll give you clues. Caller 18 gets to win Rob's change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.